Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is the Bible principle of calling those things into reality. And the topic we're doing today is 2B, If You Be Christ, Then You're Abraham's Seed. Once again, we're doing part two, the topic part two of the 19-part series, and we're breaking it down into part 2B. When we go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, it reads, And if you be Christ, or if you're born again through Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Verse 17, God made Abraham the father of nations. We read this in Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 7. But at that time he was not the father of nations. God cannot lie, and God talks in past tense. God speaks the end result of what he wants. Some promises of God are conditional and some are not conditional. That's very important to understand. Your salvation is conditional to repentance, believing in Jesus, and his payment on the cross for your sins. The promise to Abraham was not conditional, but Abraham still had to call for the promise of God that at that time was not manifested or it didn't exist. In verse 18, Abraham called for the promise of God, who against hope believed in hope. He used Bible hope, which is a sure thing, it will happen, against the world's hope, which is not a sure thing, it's wishing, and it's really hopelessness. In verses 19 to 21, it says, Abraham made a quality decision to believe God when in the natural there was no hope for he and his wife to have a child. It's very important here to understand the hope that comes from the world is really hopelessness. The world says it may happen. I hope it will happen. I'm wishing it will happen. The hope that comes from God is a sure thing, but we have to call for those things that aren't there yet as though they were. We use faith and we use the word of God, which is total truth. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this beginning of this subject. It's very interesting, I believe. The next part will be part 2C, and we'll be doing Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 8, when Abram was 90 years of age. Thank you, and God bless.